Well,
Yes, sir. Good day. My name is Artarius, and I'll be returning your call on behalf of customer support. And if you still need any assistance, can we begin with your zip code?
my zip code is 03053.
And what's your name?
Phil
Phil.
Fuller, FULLER.
So your name is Phil Fuller.
Right.
All right, thank you. All right, Mr. Fuller, what is this call is in regard to, sir?
I got a charge on my credit card from you people. You're in Arizona
Yes, sir.
for $59.89.
All right, yes, sir. I do have your account pulled up. Can you verify that address for security purposes, please?
No, I want to know what it's for.
Very well, I'll let you know. Just waiting on your account information to pull up. We're a little bit ahead of schedule. All right, this is due to that Dyson vacuum cleaner entry, sir, that was presented by Bytes Hub. And when you entered into that contest, there was other subscriptions that came along with that. And what you received came through to your email. It was a meal plan app, and it was an app that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, carb cravings, come with recipes, mainly everything dealing with cooking, sir.
I never got any. I never ordered it, for one thing, and I'm reporting this as fraud.
All right, well, it was stated that it'll be other subscriptions. What if I can get you $25 taken off of it, Mr. Fuller? Keep you in
I'm
the weekly.
sorry.
What if I can get you $25 taken off of it?
No, I'm going to get it completely taken off.
All right, not a problem.
I'm calling my card company up right now and telling them don't accept anything from anything in Arizona. I mean,
Well, I'll
somebody's
get you.
got my card evidently and they're charging shit.
Hold on, sir. I'll get you taken care of. You won't even have to call them. Me one second. If you
But
say
I
you
think
didn't,
there's been other charges since this.
the only thing that's on here is from April and May. And if you didn't make these charges, you didn't enter into that contest for that Dyson, I could simply transfer you to our fraud department. They'll get you squared away.
This is for a vacuum?
Yes, sir. It's a contest entry.
VACUME?
VACCUME.
I have no
Vacuum,
idea.
Dyson vacuum cleaner. It's a
And
sweeper.
where did they ship the stuff?
To that 17 South Paris Drive in Londonderry.
What the hell would that have been?
Yes, sir. That pbfuller61@gmail.com. That's your email address.
Was this some sort of a vacuum that cleans up dog stuff?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. It's a regular house vacuum cleaner. I can transfer you to our fraud department, sir, because I could tell this sounds foreign to you.
Yeah, please.
Give me one second. And I could tell because a lot of customers, they if they call and enter into that contest for that vacuum or that iPhone, the Kitchen Aid, they will if it's any remembrance, they'll remember, but I can tell. So give me one second. I'm canceling the account and I'll transfer you to our fraud department. We'll get you taken care of, sir. Right. Hang tight with me for one second.
Yeah, what was the brand on the? Do you know what the brand is on the vacuum?
It's a Dyson. It's a Dyson. I don't know if it's a 4.3 or anything like that. I just know it's a Dyson vacuum.
The only vacuum I bought has been a Stanley,
All right.
STANLEY.
All right. I got you, and this is most definitely not a Stanley. That's why I said unfortunate. Hopefully, sir, no one has gotten into your account, but I can clearly tell that this vacuum you didn't order. So I got the account canceled. I'm waiting. I want to make sure you get straight through and don't get intercepted by an automated teller. So just bear with me a couple seconds. I'll get you straight through to our fault department, Mr. Fuller, and that'll get you squared away.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure it's quick, sir. Okay, here we go. All right, sir. I got you through to our fraud department. Stay on the line for me, please. I'm transferring you. Thank you for calling customer support, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.